welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. So what is the key to happiness? The true key to happiness, Tony Robbins says, is progress. And I couldn't agree with that more. Looking back over my entire life thus far, the thing that keeps me happy is moving forward in any form, whether that is a goal around my body, whether that's a goal around my health, being more physical, being better, having better relationships, wanting to show up more in the relationships with my family, with my husband, in my business, whatever that is. And you guys know I talk a lot about seasons. So it's really about picking the area that you want to have progress in first. Maybe foundationally, that if you had progress in your health, that by doing that, by feeling better, it could support all of the other things that you want to focus on. So progress, picking one and getting focused. That's what we're going to talk about, is getting focused. So finding that area, what is it that you need to focus on in getting better, in setting a goal around, in order for that to support all of your other goals? Like, what is the first thing that when you go to, maybe, you know, you have ideas around growing your business, or you have ideas around wanting to get more creative or really have better relationships, except every time you go to do that, your health is holding you back, or you're too tired and you don't have the energy for it. So your first focus is on making progress in your health, right? Getting more sleep, eating better food, getting better nutrition, drinking more water. Things like this. So you're going to try to eliminate everything that's going to distract you from making progress in this area. That means maybe you can't grow two things at once, right? Maybe you need to get really, really focused. And I want to talk about that. The secret of change is to focus all of your energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new. And that is Socrates. There's so many beautiful quotes on focus. And Steve Jobs had one. It says, people think focus means saying yes to the thing you've got to focus on, but that's not what it means at all. It means saying no to the 100 other good ideas that there are, and you have to pick carefully. So yeah, there's going to be a million things that you want to do. There's going to be weekends that come up and parties and people and creative ideas and so many things that are going to try to pull you from making progress in that area that needs to support all other areas of your life. But you have to get fierce at saying no, right? Getting so clear on what it actually takes to make you happy. And that's progress in the areas that will support everything else. So set that goal. Schedule something that pulls you. So when you get really focused, right, on exactly what you want, make sure you put it in your schedule. Just one thing for the day, even if it's small, and schedule it before you can even think about it. Get accountability around it. Have alarms go off. Have it in your phone. Have it in your calendar on your computer. Write it on the wall. Write it on post-it notes, because when that time comes, that is what you are doing and nothing else. And I promise you, if you do something else, it will make you miserable, because you need to make progress, just the tiniest bit of progress every single day. You guys who are living in an emotional state of maybe feeling bad or not being able to make progress, or why can't I just get motivated? You know, I get so many inboxes like, how do you stay motivated with fitness? Well, I plan it. I basically burn the boats, again, as Tony Robbins says, to make a decision, right? To decide. It means to cut off all other options. In order for me to do that, I time block, I schedule, I make sure that gym date or that walk or that run is in my calendar. I don't answer the phone on the way to the gym. People can text you if it's an emergency. I don't let things come in. I have my workout clothes picked out. I build my whole day around the one thing that I need to be making progress in to be happy. So stop letting other people live your life. Stop letting your inbox control you. It's never going to stop, right? Stop letting other people's schedules control you. Set the one thing that's going to make you feel like you've made progress and build your whole day around it. I promise you, 30 minutes is going to be okay to be away from your phone and to take from your family, no matter what that looks like. So if progress is our the way for human beings to be happy, if you want to show up and be a happy mom, a happy friend, a happy wife, please take this time for you to make some progress that makes you happy, right? So be resourceful if you don't know, you know, where to go in order to move forward. Just the resourcefulness is the most important resource. So between the internet and between being able to ask people and having, you know, all of these incredible connections, whether it's Facebook or whether it's Instagram or whatever that is, reach out, ask, see who can help. Definitely put your best foot forward. See how you can help other people first, especially if you're asking for help. And if you can't figure out what it is that you are supposed to do first, maybe your first step is hiring a business coach, right? Or a life coach or a coach of sorts. Maybe that's the first thing that you need to do to get focused and make progress. But even hiring someone and meeting with people is a form of progress. You guys are setting the plan. So sometimes it takes some work in order to set up your life, to be able to get focused, in order to be able to make those goals, in order to be able to figure out what the one step is, the first step, the thing you should be getting focused on. But I have a feeling that you guys know. I have a feeling that you already know. So what is that first step, you guys, that you are going to focus on? What is it that you want? Or what is the thing that keeps blocking you when you go to do the thing you want? And you know that that's your number one then, that block. You got to get right. You got to get aligned with what it is that you want to create a clearing so that you can keep making progress in different things. And even when you're there, even when you've reached there, whatever you think there is, there doesn't exist because progress is the ultimate goal. So every single day, just start viewing progress as the place where you've achieved something. If you've made progress for the day, you're good. You did the work. You are set. That's how you're happy. Start falling in love with the work, with the progress, with the rituals, with growth, because growth is the ultimate happiness. That's what we're here for, to grow and share our love and our message. So there is no there. There is no there. So the second that we can realize there is no there is no done, there is no final place, because the second you get to that place, you're going to want to totally reset everything, then we can fall in love with progress and get focused, right? So you guys, I'm so grateful for all of you for tuning in all the time. And I would love if you would rate and review and share. That is how this podcast gets out there. So if there is a podcast that you love, make sure you share it with your friends. That means the world to me. And you know I love when you reach out to me on social media, on Instagram at Lori Harder or Facebook, you can do that. But Instagram, I'm telling you guys, I'm quick on there. So meet me over there. And I have some really awesome programs that are coming up. I'm going to be offering a program called The Bliss Habits, and we've had over 5,000 people, I think it's almost 6,000 people now, take this program. It is all mindset and really creating a clearing in your life, and that's going to be coming in the next probably month or two. So stay tuned. Make sure you get on our mailing list so you can go to my website and opt in there so that you can get an amazing, some amazing meditations as well, and you will be on the list so that we can give you all of the information on that. And you're going to be moving forward with a huge tribe of people on this program. So you guys, thank you so much and have the most beautiful day. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.